Studio 360.
When we did parodies back at the Lampoon, real magazines, the ones we parodied, were usually flattered and played along. But that isn't always the case. If somebody won't take kindly or gracefully to a parody, you can make it so clever that they don't even realize they're being mocked. Jonathan Mitchell brought us a story about an old dance that did precisely that.
The cakewalk was a dance that the black slaves in America, in the South, did during slavery times.
Diane McIntyre is a choreographer who's researched the cakewalk for use in the theater. She says that when they invented it, the slaves had very few opportunities for personal expression.
There were some times when they were allowed to dance and sing and have their own gatherings. And so in these gatherings, dance developed, which was a takeoff on the mannerisms of their slave masters. The cakewalk is really a strut. You might call it a haughty type of carriage in the body. Very uplifted, shoulders back, chin high, nose up in the air, leaned back, and the knees pick up high like a prance. I guess you might say like a stately horse, but it's a little bit overdone, over the top. It was a little joke. It's like, oh yeah, let me see master struts like this. Yeah, we put it in a dance. They'll never know. It was entertaining for the slaves themselves, and also the slave masters liked it a lot, even though they didn't know that it was a parody of them. They just thought it was fun. Yeah, let's get the slaves together, watch them do their dance, watch them do their cakewalk. Yeah, isn't that delightful what they do?
The slave owners would even sponsor contests among the slaves to see who was the best cakewalker.
There were certain people who could lean back very far and kick high in these cakewalks. And the higher you could kick, the better cakewalker you were. Then the person who won the contest would get a cake. And so then the phrase came about, he takes the cake. That's where that expression came from.
After the slaves were emancipated, blacks continued to dance the cakewalk, and during that time, minstrel shows became very popular.
There was a blackface minstrel show, usually performed by white performers in blackface.
The blackface minstrels would perform the cakewalk as part of their act.
So that was kind of ironic because it was a circular parody.
White performers were parodying a black dance, which actually parodied whites. The cakewalk eventually made its way to ballrooms, and its syncopated rhythms are credited with inspiring ragtime music, which in turn inspired jazz. Scott Joplin wrote Cakewalks. And in 1908, the composer Claude Debussy even wrote a cakewalk of his own in his piano suite Children's Corner. So, as time went on, the dance's subversive origins became less and less important to people. They simply became enthralled with the beauty of the dance itself. It made people feel good.
It has a really triumphant energy because you have the people dancing with the open hearts, with the open chest, like they're walking into the sun.
Thanks to Jonathan Mitchell for that story.